Friends, one time somebody asked the great saint, Saint Bernard, who was a monk in France in the 11th and 12th centuries. They asked Saint Bernard to name the four cardinal virtues. And rather than listing the cardinal virtues the way that we would expect him to, you know, that they are prudence and justice, fortitude and temperance, Saint Bernard responded. He said, these are the four cardinal virtues: humility. Friends, the central theme in the readings this Sunday, especially in our first reading in our gospel, it's precisely this. It's the virtue of humility. In the first reading, Sirach exhorts us. He says, humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. And so those that are higher in stature, right, have an ever greater need to humble themselves to attain heaven. And then in the gospel reading, we see Jesus as he dines at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. Now call to mind that Pharisees are those who think that they are better than everyone else because they have kept the law better than most. So while Jesus is at this Pharisee's home, he tells the parable of the wedding banquet. The guests who sought places of honor, the highest places, were then asked to go to the lowest places when more important guests arrived. But the guests who took the lowest places at first, in the beginning, they were asked then by the host to move up to a higher place at the table. And Jesus then sums up this parable by saying, he says, for everyone who exalts himself, that is, exalts himself in this life, will in the end be humbled. But the one who humbles himself in this life will be exalted in the next. And so the difference between those in heaven and in hell. Friends, this parable of the wedding banquet is an image of the heavenly banquet. And Jesus wants to teach us that it's in living the virtue of humility in this life, it's being humble in this life, only then shall we be exalted in eternal life. In other words, humility is necessary to go to heaven. Saint Benedict in his rule, in the rule of Saint Benedict, talks about that there is one road that leads to heaven. And he says that is the road of humility. What then is humility? Because, first of all, I think it's important to say what humility is not. Because oftentimes it's easy to misunderstand the virtue of humility. First of all, humility is not having low self-esteem or thinking poorly about ourselves. Humility is not thinking that we're worth nothing or going around all day like kind of with our heads to the ground. Not at all. These are actually false forms of humility, okay? So take, for instance, like if someone gives us a compliment, right? We have the tendency to say, oh, no, that's okay, it's not really. No, that's a false form of humility. When truly being humble is just to say thank you. It's to say thank you and to be able to accept another person's compliment, accept another person's act of charity. Thank you. Because God does not intend for us, you know, he doesn't intend for us to think poorly about ourselves or to have low self-esteem. Because who are we? We are sons and daughters of God. We are made in his image and in his likeness. We are members of the church, God's family, God, the mystical body of Christ. And so there is much to be cheerful about. There is great cause to be full of joy. So what then is humility? Humility is simply this. It's recognizing our true value in God's eyes, first of all. Recognizing our value in God's eyes most especially. And secondly, it's recognizing that all the good we have, all the good that we find in ourselves, comes from Him. So in other words, humility is simply seeing myself as God sees me. Not as someone that I wish I was, or someone that I wish I could be, but seeing myself in God's eyes, seeing myself as His son or daughter who loves me and has made me in His image and likeness. So I think of, you know, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, you know, the little flower. She writes in her autobiography, which is called The Story of a Soul. She writes in her autobiography, she says, I know that I'm a saint, right? Like, St. Thérèse, that's a little boastful, don't you think? Yet she is this model of humility. So for her to say, I know that I'm a saint, she was simply seeing herself as she truly is, as God sees her, not what other people expected or even what she wishes she could be. But humility is simply this. It is simply being real with ourselves and recognizing our who we are in God's eyes. But it's not only that, it's also that every good thing I find in myself, every good thing I find in myself, it comes not from me, but I owe it all to God. So you know the student who gets good grades or does well on a project, the athlete who performs well in a sport, or even our success in our families or the workplace or in business, right? These things are God's gifts to us. They're God's gifts to us. They don't originate with us. Because without God, we're nothing. The person who is humble recognizes that even these good things that I find in my life and in myself, they ultimately are God's gift. This is stewardship, right? It's recognizing that everything good in my life is God's gift to me. The only thing that I can rightly call my own, solely my own, the only thing that I can call truly mine that God has nothing to do with are my sins, right? My sins are the only thing that originate completely from me that I can call my own and that are not gifts from God. Everything else is God's gift to me. How then do we become humble? How do we see myself and how do we see ourselves in God's eyes and recognize everything as God's gift to me? The only way that we can live this virtue, right, because it's the virtue that leads to heaven, the only way that we can live this virtue is to imitate the humility of Jesus Christ. It's interesting that in the Gospels, in the Bible, there's only one place that Jesus tells us to imitate Him. Now, we should imitate Jesus in all aspects. But there's only one time He says, learn from me or imitate me. And that's in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, when Jesus says, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. The only time that Jesus directly and explicitly instructs His disciples and us to imitate Him, it's in imitating His humility. How then do we do this? How do we imitate the humility of the Lord? The first and most important thing is to recognize that even humility is a gift. It doesn't come from us. We can't do it alone. And so we have to ask God for the gift of humility. To ask Him for that grace of humility, but honestly, to ask him sincerely. You know, because many times, you know, don't we pray like, Lord, Lord, help me to overcome this, but only if you want, you know. Or Lord, you know, help me to really be humble, but oh gosh, I really don't want to be, right? But to ask our prayers with sincerity. Lord, give me this gift of humility because I want it and I desire it. Because we can only truly be humble with God's help. So humility can be lived out in any number of ways, right? Just a few practical examples. Practically speaking, humility can be lived out by speaking about myself and my accomplishments as little as possible. Humility can be lived out when I accept contradictions or corrections, even when I don't deserve them or they're not justified. It's keeping my opinions to myself unless necessity requires that I say them. It can be passing over the mistakes that I notice in others. You know, those little mistakes that are not, you know, sinful necessarily. It can be avoiding showing off my abilities and my talents. Humility is all about not drawing undue attention to ourselves. It's like modesty. It's like modesty in our speech and in our dress. Like the immodest person wants to draw attention of others to oneself. But the modest person wants to protect their image and their likeness, right? That image of God that they're created to be, by not so that someone is not, so that they're not objectified, right? So humility works the same way. It's helping others not to objectify us. We can even go further in humility by accepting blame, even when we're innocent. Isn't this the humility of Jesus? That what did he do? Jesus was accused of a crime that he didn't commit. He accepted blame even when he was innocent, when we were the guilty ones. Humility can be accepting it when other people insult us. We're accepting when we are forgotten or disliked or passed over or maybe not noticed. Humility can be, you know, it's not seeking out to be loved or admired by others. Now, this is something we all, because we're human, we all want to be loved. We all want to be liked. I'm number one among them, right? We want to be loved and we want to be liked, and we deserve that. But humility is not seeking that excessively, not seeking to do things to draw the attention of others. Put very simply, we can grow in humility when we recognize that my dignity only comes from what God thinks of me, and that is really, in the end, the only thing that matters. It's not what other people think or what society tells us or anything like that, but simply put, the way that God the Father looks upon us as a son or daughter, that's, in the end, that's the only thing that matters. In that I rely on him for everything. Friends, as we approach Jesus in the Eucharist today, let's ask him for this grace. Let's ask him for the grace of humility, because it's here in the Mass that we experience the greatest act of humility in history. Because what does Jesus do? Jesus Christ, who is God, who is the second person of the Trinity, what does he do? He humbles himself. And how does he come to us? He comes to us in the form of a tiny piece of bread. God, who is the creator, the God of the universe, makes himself small. Makes himself small in the form of this ordinary food, in the form of bread, what looks like bread and tastes like bread. But as Jesus Christ, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, Jesus, who is the God of all, he comes to us in the form of this ordinary food so that we can receive him and so that he can give us this grace of humility. Let us pray today that he may give us the grace to imitate him. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto thine. Amen.